You know, the Jungian method is considered a dialectical method. It works best. Jung really felt that when you get two things opposed to one another, bouncing off of one another, weird things and good things can happen. And his whole nature of the psyche is based on that, and we'll kind of talk about that, but so feel free in terms of asking questions. Now, when Jung started out, he tried to understand the beginnings of his own coming to awareness of the nature of things. You have to remember he was in the original Freudian group here, and Freud was certainly taking him under his wing, and he was going to be the heir apparent of psychoanalysis when he began having some problems with the Freudian view, especially around the theory of sexuality being the underpinning of the dynamics in the personality. There was also another man at the time in the group, Alfred Adler, who came up and also split off into another school, and who had an opposing theory, an opposing viewpoint to Freud's notion of what was going on. And Jung was sort of sitting in the middle of this, sort of feeling torn. And as he writes about it, he was trying to come to grips about that he could see and experience that the Freudian perspective worked with a certain number of people, and so did the Adlerian method, and he couldn't quite understand. They were really diametrically opposed. Now, if we take a look at Freud's viewpoint, again with the notion of the sexuality, eros, libido, coming in, that the instincts sort of push forward and the personality is formed in the interface with sort of society and the parental attitudes. And sexuality is seen at the core of everything, emerging out of it. So on one side of the spectrum, we have this eros, love, sort of connectedness pushing forward. Now, Alfred Adler's approach was much more in terms of a power theory. He believed that the underlying motivation in the personality was really a will to power, that everything was conceived as sort of a setup, that if we have feelings of inferiority, we sort of push to overcome them, or we become identified with them. And Jung saw these as opposites. Now, I'd like you to just kind of consider that for a while, that the opposite of love is not hate, but power. That hate is really angry love, and power is really the absence of love. And so he began to formulate his own theories, trying to struggle. Jung himself, and people that saw the movie or know about Jung's life, I mean, during this break with Freud, was really thought to have undergone his own kind of psychotic depression. I mean, he was lost his own stance in the world. He didn't really have his own orientation. He wasn't sure that he should be breaking off with Freud. Freud was very well known. He was a father figure to him. And he went into his own, what he called the encounter with the unconscious. And this is documented in several books where he did his own paintings. He pursued his dreams. He went back to his childhood games, built castles in the sand, got back to his very early memories and early dreams, and he said that all of his other theories kind of came from this period in his life. He stopped virtually all teaching because he said he didn't have anything to teach, and until he found his own grounding, that he wasn't able to do that. It's interesting, he did maintain his clinical work during this period. Not quite exactly sure how that went for most of the people that he was seeing. But considering that a lot of people do think it was a psychotic depression and that he was out of bounds quite a bit, most people talk about it as a creative illness. And this is one of the hallmarks of the Jungian notion. Whereas the Freudian approach and pretty much the Adlerian approach is always throwing back, it's trying to understand what has happened. It's a reductive method, going back to the childhood experience to understand how you got to be this person that you are. Jung again felt that the missing piece in that was purpose. What is the illness taking one towards? His psychology can really be understood as a teleology, that is interested in the purpose, the core of the neurosis, the core of the illness, of He's always feeling that there's something in that that the person is missing. So his theory began to focus on wholeness, that he considers the prime force, the libido in nature, is always seeking wholeness, always seeking a kind of oneness, a togetherness. And you can understand this in his own psychology, because this was exactly what he was attempting to do by bringing Freud and Adler together in his own mind.